Welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. As Israel made the journey toward Canaan and approached the east side of Jordan, the tribes of Reuben and Gad made request of Moses that they be allowed to live in lands on that side of the river. They said that they would leave their wives and their children and their possessions there and cross over the river with the rest of the tribes as armed men and continue in the battle of deliverance until all the tribes had secured their homeland. Well, Moses agreed to this agreement, and he warned these men, "But if you will not do so, be sure your sin will find you out." Now, this warning was clear. If they did not do as they had promised, their misdeeds would be as one that searched and sought for them until retribution for their transgression was paid. Friends, since the beginning of time and the first sin entered into the world in the Garden of Eden, people have tried to escape the consequences of their sins, only to eventually have them discovered. And what they have sown comes back to them in the harvest that they are forced to reap. No matter how sin may be committed, it will ultimately be exposed. Now, sin may be committed in secret, as was the sin of Cain. In Genesis 4, we read how Cain was jealous of his brother Abel, and Cain seemed to have pretended friendship with Abel that enabled him to get into a position to do him harm. The Bible says it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. Now he thought nobody knew what he had done. Well, it was not long thereafter that God came to Cain and asked him where Abel was. Well, Cain responded in a way that pretended ignorance of Abel's whereabouts, as if he knew nothing. He said, "Am I my brother's keeper?" Whereupon God let Cain know that his crime against his brother was fully known. Cain was cursed because of his evil deed, and he would have to till the ground, but it would not produce its strength. He would be a vagabond, a wanderer. He would never be at rest. He would be a fugitive, and nobody would ever like him or approve of him, but would seek to do him harm. If Cain thought that he would escape the consequences of his sin, how wrong he was. Is it true that your sin will not find you out, Cain? There's no question about the answer that he would give. As Solomon wrote, "For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 14. Now, sin may be committed long before it's finally discovered and exposed. But nonetheless, friend, be sure your sin will find you out. You take the story of Joseph and his brothers. His brothers sold him into slavery, and that's because they were jealous of him. They hated him. And even though Joseph, in a way, he provoked them to some of this hatred, to be sure, but they were not justified in doing what they did to Joseph, nor in lying to their father as if Joseph had been slain. They were not justified in selling him as a slave. Well, many years passed, and many events took place in the life of Joseph that none could have ever supposed could have occurred. Gradually, doubtless, through the providence of God, Joseph was raised from slavery to head of Potiphar's house, wrongfully accused and placed in a prison, only to rise to be the head of the prisoners, and eventually as the interpreter of dreams of Pharaoh. He was lifted to the second in rank in all the land, and there he ruled at the time of a famine in the entire area that included Canaan and the homeland of Jacob and Joseph's brothers. The brothers came to Egypt to buy grain, and never thinking that they were on their way to meet the brother that they had sold into slavery. Before Joseph eventually revealed himself to them, they went through much agony and much concern. Strange things seemed to happen to them regarding their money being given back. One of them placed in prison as a hostage, witnessing more grief for their father as he mourned over the loss of Joseph, then the loss of Simeon, and his concern for the continuation of the famine. And when Joseph did not let them know who he was, they feared for their lives. But even after Jacob had died, they thought Joseph would take vengeance on them. How many times they paid and paid because of their sin against their brother. Time did not remove the consequences of their sin. Ask these brothers, is it true that your sin will be found out? They would most certainly answer, indeed, it would be found out. Sin may be thought to be covered only to rise up again and haunt the sinner. You take the account of Achan and his overthrow of the city of Jericho. He tried to hide his sin. Before taking the city, God, through Joshua, warned the people not to take the spoils of the city for themselves, because it belonged to the treasury of the Lord. But Achan saw some of the bountiful things that in that captured city, and his greed and his covetousness was more than he could control, and he took certain things, buried them in his tent, supposing that his theft was adequately covered, never imagining that his sin would eventually find him out. When Israel went against the city of Ai, they suffered a temporary defeat. Joshua inquired of God as to how it was that they had this setback, and God told them there was sin in the camp. And upon investigation, the sin of Achan was uncovered. And Achan and all of his were taken out and destroyed because they had violated God's way, and they thought that they had covered their sin. We might ask this man, Achan, is it true that your sin will find you out? Luke writes in Luke 12 and verse 2, "For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be made known." When we think of people trying to cover their sins, think how David tried to cover his sin with Bathsheba by lying, plotting, scheming, eventually conspiring and being a part of a murder. But the prophet Nathan came to him, and he told him a certain story that exposed David. And then those famous words of accusation, "David, thou art the man." David was convinced that his sin would not find him out. He did everything that he could to cover it up and to hide it. But from that time forward, David never left the time of great grief, particularly from his own family. Just as Nathan the prophet had said, "Be sure your sins will find you out," Moses had said, and David was a living example of that very thing. It may well be that many people sin because they are prompted and encouraged to sin by other people. Well, we certainly have an influence on other people, do we not? And people lead us sometimes to do things that we ought not do. But let's understand this, friend. Each one is accountable before God for his or her sin. Nobody can make you sin, and you're going to be responsible for your sin. And even though somebody else may have been a contributing factor in our sin, it will still find us out. Turning to 1 Kings chapter 2, we read about the king of northern Israel and Naboth. That king was named Ahab. He offered to buy Naboth's vineyard, but being refused, Ahab acted as a spoiled child, and he pouted, and he did not get his way. But his evil wife Jezebel told him that she'd take care of the matter, and she did. He gave her his ring of authority, and she began her evil plotting. She had false witnesses to testify against Naboth as if he was guilty of blasphemy, and Naboth was executed. Then Jezebel seized the vineyard and gave it to Ahab. But what Ahab and Jezebel had not counted on was the work of the prophet Elijah, God's prophet. He came to Ahab and he told him that his deeds were known, and that dogs would lick his blood and the blood of Naboth in the very vineyard where they had taken from Naboth. It did happen in time, not immediately, but in time Ahab was wounded in battle, brought back to the place of his crime, and there he died. And the dogs came and licked up his blood. Jezebel later was thrown down from a high window, and the dogs consumed her body. Ask Ahab and ask Jezebel, is it true that your sin will find you out? You know, sometimes people sin, and they sin ignorantly, not realizing the enormity of the evil that they are committing. Such was the case of the Jews when they called for the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Through that very nation, God had designed that the Savior would come. But when the prophesied and promised Messiah came upon the scene, they rejected him. And led by their leaders who hated the Christ, they denounced him and asked Pilate to have him killed. All the while, they thought they were doing what God would want them to do. They thought he was a pretender and a blasphemer. But what they did, Peter said they did in ignorance. He said, "And now, brethren, I know that in ignorance ye did it." Even so, they were held responsible. There actually was no excuse for ignorance anyway. When one does something wrong, even though he may not be aware that it's wrong, he's still done something wrong, and he may not do his deed with evil intent, but wrong can be done even with ignorance, even when the intention may be right. People can sin ignorantly, and when they do, they are held responsible. Indeed, be sure your sin will find you out. But friend, thanks be to God, we can be forgiven of sin. God provided Christ for that very specific purpose. We can belong to that company of the saved, which is the church, which belongs to Jesus Christ. We can be forgiven of all guilt of sin. We may well suffer hardship, certain temporal consequences because of sin, but we do not have to stand before God in judgment and be condemned. We can be forgiven if we will obey the gospel of Christ. And if sin is not forgiven, well, we may think that, well, maybe it wasn't uncovered. Maybe nobody knows. Maybe God won't hold me responsible. Friend, the Bible teaches there is the coming of the Lord once again. And when he comes, there's going to be the resurrection of the dead. And we are all going to stand before the judgment seat of the Lord and give an account of our lives. And we can be sure that time of judgment will be just, it will be righteous, it will be fair. And if our sin is not forgiven, be sure your sin will find you out. It doesn't have to be that way with us. If we believe in Christ as the Son of God and will obey him in repentance, confession, and baptism into Christ, we can be forgiven, and we can stand before God knowing that heaven will be our home. We're glad that you're listening to our program. This is A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.